is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 1 minute. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. So before we begin with the roll call tonight, just want to say that KO4RYP was scheduled to call the net tonight, but due to jet lag, I'm going to fill in her position tonight, and she will call the net tomorrow night. So with that, we'll move on with the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. We'll begin with the pre-check-ins tonight, beginning with Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Charlie Mike, Fred, N4, IEI, Miss Isla, N4, WRO, Bill in Easley, K4, ROW, Richard in Greenville, W2, AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, W4, NGU, Phil in Boiling Springs, KI4, LZI, Andy in Table Rock, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, K4, OSH, Matt in Malden, Pat in Malden, KJ4, UHF, Jack in Greenville, K4, XMR, Mel in Prosperity, KA5, WLL, Leroy in Taylors, KD4, KHI, Steve in Easley, N4, DJC, Jerry in Anderson, KG4, WNP, Landon in Liberty, and KN4, RJN, John in Brown Summit, and KO4, HKX, Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Station's on Echo Link, so we'll move on to the RF portion of the check-in. Tonight being Monday night, we'll start with Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix that begins with Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville and right to Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
4NUE. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. Negative and negative tonight, Chad. Thanks.
I'd like to recognize KO4GUN, Mr. Nelson, and Pete Moblin around in Greenville. And Mr. Nelson, you be safe tonight, sir. KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up in Candler. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any more stations Echo through Hotel? Please call KO4NUE.
Ian Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4 HTP. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. Thank you for calling the net. It's good to hear you.
All right, us back up and recognize KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy up in Simpsonville. And Wendy, it's nice to hear you too, ma'am. And she brings along her husband, W2MJP, Mr. Mark, also in Simpsonville. Please tell Mark we said hello. And appreciate you guys checking in with us. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any station with the suffix that begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check it out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha, KG4JIA. Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you and all on the net. 73.
No traffic, no comments.
NUE. I think a double for somebody. This is KO4JKV, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Up there, so there was almost a complete double. And Duncan, you won out the first time. So let's recognize what we got. If you do not hear your call, please come back and let me have your call. So the net would like to recognize KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis in Gaffney, KO4JKV in Duncan, and that's all I got so far. So if you didn't hear your call, come on back.
NUE, it's the double. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Sid and Fletcher, good evening to you and Wendy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
NUE. That's Chad. I think doubles are exciting. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I have no traffic. Everyone have a good night. 73.
NUE. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Internet would like to recognize W4IOE, Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. He brings along his wife, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. And also KK4JFO, James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's always nice to hear you, James. Okay, and Mr. Larry, I'll have you down for comments, sir. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, Mike through Papa, any station. With the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
Deck Control, Dan Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, Fred here in Greer, will be negative and negative. Thanks for calling Net 73s.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Bram UE.
Chad, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter by telephone relay, Mike Oscar Quebec. I've even forgot her call. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
In and out. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo
Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. And we're in Piedmont. Good evening, you and everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
Let me back up here for a minute, and I kind of got through for a loop for a second. I think I got it straight, but just to keep from this is happening again, not trying to be personal, but KI4MRA Fred and KO4NNH Fred, are y'all related? Over.
Yes, sir, we are. This is KI4MRA. That is my son, KO4NNH. Over.
I can confirm he is my father. He's the junior. I am the third.
So when I heard KI4MRA, I heard the younger Fred. And then when I heard KO4NNH, I just got confused. So that clarifies some things for me. I appreciate it. I got your calls down, KI4MRA and KO4NNH, and it doesn't matter which Fred I use as long as I use two Freds. So appreciate it, fellas. And Miss Lorena, don't worry about it. I forget my calls sometimes, too, and forget my wife's as well. So I already had your call written down and Michelle's just as soon as you keyed the mic, so don't worry about it. The net would like to recognize KK4ONO and KK4DMW, Miss Lorena and Mr. Rick, and KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle by telephone relay. KG4PFI, Mr. Don. And Don, I hope I'm on the right night tonight, sir. And he brings along his wife, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. And my good friend, Mr. Walt, up in Inman, K4OIM. Walt, you're sounding really good, and I'm glad you got that thing removed. So we're really blessed to have you, and we appreciate you checking in with us and keep digging. We're just very proud of you, sir. All right, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville, KO4PXB. I'll be negative and negative, but listening. Thank you.
Go ahead, recheck.
I just wanted to tell you, this is KG4PFI. You had me going around circles here, too, when he was calling the net that night when you got off on the wrong end of it. And I was even running around here trying to find the calendar so I'd make sure I didn't know what I was talking about. Don't worry about it. KG4PFI clear. Back to net control.
I just want to let you know, so you missed it. Last week when I got my days mixed up, I called the Tuesday night on a Monday night, and my wife was out of town, so I filled in for her. So just to cover down, I switched them again so I could make up for the mistake on Monday night. So I just going to check, see if you was in there, and see if you keep me straight. I appreciate that. So the net would like to recognize KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. And, Lloyd, I hope you and Miss Tracy are doing well tonight. I appreciate you checking in with us. All right, any more stations? Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty. Mobile out here on 290 headed for from Duncan, Dighton, Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in November 0, Tango Romeo N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Bernice says hi. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
4 NUE. KO4 QLG. Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima Golf. Chris and Liberty. Negative and negative.
The net would like to recognize Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, that's Mr. Rusty, and on Highway 290. Mr. Rusty, please be careful tonight, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us. And N0TR, that's good, my good friend, Mr. Tom. And Tom, I want you to give a message to Miss Bernice for me and let her know that in the past week she went to Amsterdam and I have been trying to survive on my own cooking for the past week. And I think I gave myself a good old case of, bad case of food poisoning the other night from cooking my own meals. So I probably should have came by and talked with you and Miss Bernice for a little while, but I didn't do it. So lesson learned. And also would like to recognize KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris and Liberty. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Call Quebec through Tango, any stations. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, KO4WWZ. Name is Chandler, TGH is Easley, and I'll stick around for some comments. I'll be on the side listening. Walt, I'm glad to hear the good news, and good evening to everybody on the net.
Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'm a negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on net.
KO4NUE. If you will, check in KA4TQA. QI for 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen at Wainwood. Good evening, Kelly, yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue. Also, Chad checking in via Echo Link.
Hope to recognize KO4WWZ, that's Mr. Chandler up in Easley. And Chandler, I have you down for some comments, sir. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And KA4PQA, that's Mr. Stephen up in Echo Link. And Stephen, I hope I didn't leave you up there too long. I apologize if I did. And something tells me Stephen's not your first name. That's what's showing up on Echo Link. Give me your correct name, sir.
Chad, you are correct. My first name is Stephen. Sierra Tango Echo Papa Hotel Echo North. The first name is Stephen, and my location is in Greenwood.
All right, we got you checked in. KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, up in Greenwood. All right, let's move on. The next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
NUE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
NUE. Ed, please check in, Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
You mean?
QIQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
Pick up and recognize what we got. We'll start with KN4CHY, Mr. Keith and Seneca. KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. And Gary, I didn't get whether you were you had any traffic or comments tonight, sir. I'll be right back to you. He brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. That's Miss Joy in Easley. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And Whiskey4DeltaJulietWhiskey, Mr. Dave in Greer. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. Gary, go ahead and give me, I didn't get what you said, sir.
I'll be here, Chad, KI4DOS.
Comments, Gary. Okay, one more call, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4NUE. Open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Any station with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Control. And Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in Land Was. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
NUE. Checking Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
I can recognize W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod up in the Land Was. And also Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris in Lyman. Are there any more stations, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE. We'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure at this time. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin with the rag chew portion, and we'll stop periodically to check in for additional check-ins and comments. The first on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, go ahead and take it, sir.
NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, son of a gun. You know, this is, for others listening, this is the second time I checked in with Chad tonight. And so it's the second time I've rag chewed with Chad tonight. And I was thinking that, you know, I commented earlier that doubles can be exciting. So we had a perfect double. We've had double Freds. And then, of course, listening to Walt check in is always exciting. And I just wondered if we had double Marys tonight. You know what I'm saying? KK4JBQ.
What you don't know, Larry, is you doubled too when you checked in. But I didn't say anything. I was able to pull it out. But you know, about 10 calls before that, you said, oh, doubles are exciting. And then just, I'll be doggone if you didn't double too. So it's an exciting night.
Certainly it is. Most certainly it is. And if Mary and Mary weren't checked in, I'm sorry I missed it. Earlier on the Thermal Belt net, I tossed the question out, does anybody know about a songbird that sings at night? Now, Donna was at handbell practice, so when she got home, I asked her about it. And she said, yeah, what you heard was a mockingbird. It has, it calls every song in the book. Everybody, and that's why they call it a mockingbird, I suppose. Anyway, that mystery is solved. And I have a question to toss out to this net. I'm going to be doing some digital recording of music that I got off the radio. From cassette tapes. So if anybody has done that and has any tips for me, I'd be real pleased to hear it. KK4JBQ.
Thank you.
K4JGQ, K4WWZ.
Well, start out with that control. We'll let Chandler go with his tips.
4WWZ, this is KO4NUE. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Larry, who's not good for you? If the cassette tapes are still in good shape, do not, and I repeat, do not try to do anything to digitize them. Those cassette tapes are relics in antiques in history, and they are treasure. And please, please, please do not destroy those. Those were really, really good stuff. I don't know anything about digitizing, but I do know one thing. Don't try it. Leave it the way it is.
I'll consider that. As I said, this was recorded off the air. It's my own tape, my own recording. So I was going to share it, and to do that, I just about have to make a copy of it, you see. Anyway, anybody else got any tips for digitizing a cassette tape? Comment?
This is KO4 JKV. Larry, I was, if you're trying to get a cassette tape to digitize it, I'd say the best way to do that is if you have a Zoom recorder, like an external, like a recorder, voice recorder that records in WAV format, WAV, and like, 44.1 kilohertz, I guess. That's the best way to do it. You can do it with a sound card in your computer, but you can do that with a lot of common recorders, and also even video. If you have a video recorder, you can record it into that and transfer it, as long as it records WAVE.
I think I see where you're going there. WAVE is it's not compressed, so that would be the most faithful recording of what I've got. And I thank you for reminding me of that. I had initially thought I'd record them in MP3s, but I guess if I've got WAVs, I can make MP3s and do it that way. But I would have the WAV file. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for that. And, well, okay. I thank you, everybody, for coming back. And otherwise, it's been a fine day here on our plantation. Chad, how's your day been? KK4JBQ.
Very good day today, and I've spent some time with my cousin up in Liberty today. That was always nice. And Larry, if you don't mind me asking, what is it that you're trying to digitize? What's the name of the music?
Well, it's aired back in, probably the 80s. I was living in Richmond, Virginia at the time, and the local PBS station was airing a program called The Folk Sampler. It's a really good folk, bluegrass, that kind of music. And you know, that's what I grew up with, folk music, bluegrass. Coming from East Tennessee, I had a lot of that in the mix. And so I have, let's see, there's a dozen in each one of those. Three dozen is 36. Yeah, I have 36 tapes turn into digital. So, you know, as Chandler said, the more you play these formats, the reel-to-reels or cassette tapes, the more they wear, and you know, poorer quality, and they get fragile. The magnetic material that's laid down on the plastic tape, you know, that plastic, the backing on these things will disintegrate. You know, it's been 30 years, so they'll disintegrate. And so I wanted to preserve them so I could listen to them. I do really want to play them again. So the folk sampler, that's what it was called.
I'm sure I've ever listened to that back when the kids were first born. Anna and I used to sit around and listen to the Prairie Home Companion every Saturday night on the radio. And we really enjoyed that. Everything that happens on Lake Wobegon with, I think it was Garrison Keillor. So we've listened to him for years, and it was kind of sad when, you know, that quit airing. But I think things like that you can actually purchase a copy of already. But I've never heard of the folk sampler. And it was just, it's local bluegrass within the state, I guess, being PBS?
Well, no, the host's name was Mike Flynn. And he made his show in the foothills of the Ozarks, as he put it. So, that would be probably in Arkansas. And it was syndicated, I suppose, over PBS and aired all over the country. And so it was music that was, I mean, I grew up with folk music, and I grew up with bluegrass music and country music and that sort of thing. And you can't just turn on the radio and hear that much anymore. So I would like to enjoy it again and again and again, I suppose. And making a digital copy of it is my solution to that. I'd be open to any other solutions, but I don't believe Mike Flynn is doing this show anymore. So I don't know whether copies are available or material is available from PBS anymore, or NPR. That's what it is, National Public Radio. Yeah, NPR. So anyway, I was talking to another ham on the radio today, on the telephone today, and of course, I could play it for him on the telephone. Now, I can't do that here. It's not kosher to do that over the radio. But I gave him a little taste of a program that Flynn called Ladies' Choice. And it was songs sung only by women, composed by women, and selected by his program director, a woman. And it's just the most pleasing music. It's just so easy to listen to. For me, with the years that I have, it's a rare opportunity. And of course, I could relive the first time I heard it and that sort of thing. So there you are.
I appreciate you sharing with us, and if you get them digitized, let me know. I might be interested in maybe compensating you for your efforts, because I'd like to listen to, you know, that kind of music. But I think I've got some kind of converter here. I'll see if I can locate it tomorrow and see what the ins and outs are. I'm not sure exactly what it does, but I'll check it out and see, and I'll get back with you. But with that, Mr. Leary, you got anything else for us, sir?
I've taken up enough time, and I suppose there are people waiting. So in consideration of other people, I suppose I should let you go. But before I do, I want to say it's been a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. KK4 JBQ.
Larry, this is KO4 NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4 NUE.
check in KO4YKT, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango. Mark and Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
Call to recognize KO4YKT. That's Mr. Mark and Inman. And Mark, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Okay, next up on the stump, I believe, is Mr. Chandler, KO4WWZ. Go ahead and take it, sir.
KO4NUE's, KO4WWZ. Hey, Chad, will you stay on frequency after the minute for me? And also, I need that. I want to ask Larry a question.
Home for a few minutes, and you can go ahead and call your station, Chandler.
KO4JBQ, KO4WWZ.
4WWZ, KK4JBQ.
Hey, Larry. I was wanting to know if you do get those things, those tapes digitized. Me and my grandfather really do not sit and listen to bluegrass as my aunt. If you do get them digitized, you see, you can send me an email of them or somehow get them to me. I think my grandpa would like that.
I'll consider that. It really is a... They would make very big files to be emailing them. So that won't be possible because there are a lot of them, you know. And it's going to take a while. My goodness, it'll take me a while to do this. I want to be real careful. You know, I don't want to ruin any of them at all. And what I've heard people say is that if you're going to, if a tape has been around for a while, when you put it in the machine, you ought to, before you begin playing it, you ought to fast-forward it and rewind it. That flexes the plastic and exercises it a little bit. I don't know if that's entirely true, but, you know, it don't cost anything to fast-forward and then rewind and then try to play it. But it'll take me quite some time to make them up. And this is really just for my own personal use, but I appreciate your interest. Anyway, back to you.
Thanks, Larry. And if you want to keep it to yourself, that's fine, too. I was just looking for something to share with my pop, that's it. But I understand if you want to keep it, you know, just for you, that's just fine. Hey, Chad, how you been doing today?
Good. Like I said, I had a good day with my cousin. Any time I get to spend time with him, that's a good day. And other than that, you know, I went had to stop and get fuel on the way home, and $75 of fuel got me just over 10 gallons of diesel. So I was not too pleased about that at all. So I think that's the only thing that bothered me a little bit today. But other than that, it was pretty good. How was your day?
Well, Chad, my day was good. In regards to $75 for diesel, I got 2 words for you. Bio diesel. You can make your own fuel, my friend.
That much about making biodiesel, so I guess I'm stuck with what's at the pump. But, all right, well, Mr. Chandler, other than that, you got anything else for us tonight? I need to move on down the log.
You go ahead and do your thing. Just KO4WWZ, back to net.
KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional check-ins? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move next on the stump, which is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary in Easley, go ahead and take it, sir.
KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to the net. We had a good day over here on the plantation. Yeah, didn't do a whole lot, but I did get a few things accomplished. Had to go out this afternoon and go out and get some dog food. I hated to do that, but I'm going to feed my animals, so I had to do it. She had enough for tonight and tomorrow, but I said, well, what the heck, I'll go ahead and get it now, and I won't have to worry about it later. But I got that taken care of and got on back to the house. I think I told you I was working on my TV, our old TV. Got it all straightened out and sitting over here on the workbench, put all back together and all that good stuff. And so while waiting on my significant other to tell me where she wants me to put it. So other than that, that's been about my day. Did get the power board straightened out. That's what the problem was on that thing, and got it fixed and plugged it up, turned it on, and lo and behold, it came on and had a blue screen and it floating around saying no signal and all this other trash on it. So I figured that if it's working that good, it's probably working good enough. I didn't hook it to an antenna, though.
Fixed. Oh, man, that's great. That's great. So where'd you order the caps from?
Mr. Tracy, I looked them up on Amazon and found them in there, and they had sent a pack of five. I didn't need but four, but it was $6 and 7 cents or something like that, and didn't charge me any shipping on it, and they arrived the next day, so that's where I found them. And I had to look through a bunch of them to find exactly what I was after, but when I found them and got the right size and all of that stuff, the right values, and I placed the order, and they arrived here Saturday, and I got up, they arrived Saturday, yeah, and got up and stuck them in, and took the old ones out, put the new ones in, and sat there and waited a few minutes, and then put power to it without the back on it, and everything come on, and I said, cool, so I put the back on it and put it all back together, and put the stand back on it, and it's sitting over there on the table looking fat, dumb, and happy.
I'm glad you got it fixed. I saw the video you sent me, and I can solder, I guess. I don't know about doing little bitty stuff. I had to do a little bit of soldering on my Yaesu 991. I don't know, about 5 months ago, and I had to open the front of it up and make a connection across a bridge, and boy, you want to talk about tedious. I had a magnifying glass and my glasses on, had a desk light over it so I could see what I was doing, got the smallest tip in my soldering tip I could find, which was about an eighth of an inch too big, and was just getting ready to solder. And Anna comes in, and she sees this, you know, $1,200 radio laid, just tore apart on the workbench. And she just gave me one of those looks like, what are you doing? But I did it. I got it straightened out. But it was kind of harrowing there for a minute.
Tell you the strangest thing about that whole situation right there. Being the machinist that I know that you are, I don't know why you didn't take 5 minutes and go down there and make you a smaller tip. I took a file to one of mine. I've got the soldering iron that I have is it's older than dirt, but it still works real well. I had some different tips for it, but they over the years they burn up, you know. Gone by the wayside, but I had a similar situation. I needed a smaller tip, So I went and got my file and started filing, and I filed it down and retained it, and I was able to get down in that teeny spot that I needed to get on. So, you know, we make do with what we got, Chad, and we don't worry about it.
Think about that, Gary. I'm ashamed to say I didn't think about it, but that would have made a lot more sense. But I got it. I got it straightened out and got it worked out. But like I said, I wish you could have seen the looks she was giving me when, I mean, it's stuff laid out all over the table here. Knobs and buttons over here and had screws over here and RF shields laying here. I mean, had everything, you know, laid out, and I just got this big pit in my stomach and said, okay, well, let's go do it. And then she walks in just right when I get ready to solder it, and I had to answer a bunch of questions. And, you know, but we got it straight, and we both took a deep breath when I hit the power button. But it came on, and everything works as it should, so We're tickled to death, but next time I will take a file and solder the tip down to size. It makes a lot of sense.
You know, all that was Hannah was trying to get you to settle down, get all them butterflies out of your stomach and get your hands steady again so you wouldn't make no big mess in there. That's what that was all about. But I understand that has happened more times than I care to remember here. Years ago, when I was in A school, I had an old TV. It was a GE, and it quit playing, and I took the back off of it. And I'm in electronics school, don't know anything about TVs or anything else. And I get back there, and I see this tube that's not burning, and I reach over and I thump the tube, and all of a sudden the TV came on. And at that point in time in my life, we weren't making enough money to afford a tube, and that tells you how little we had. But if we wanted to watch TV, I'd turn the TV on and take. You know, I kept the back off of it after that, and I'd reach back there and thump that tube to let the filaments touch, and it came on. And we watched TV that way for about 4 months.
Something else I don't know any about either is tubes, but I remember growing up when I was little, we had a big Zenith TV, and it was a console. I mean, this thing was big. I mean, it had, you know, fancy wood on the top, and it's something you put your family pictures on, and you know, Mama had a big dough bowl up there that she put. She had old fake fruit in it, and the family pictures. You know, I think she might have had family Bible up there at one time. It was that big. It was my point. And I remember Daddy having to kick the TV. He'd fall off and just whop it right on the side, and then it'd go to working. So I don't know if that's, you know, vacuum tube technology or not, but I'm glad I don't have to kick the TV here when I want to get it to turn on. I don't know if I could deal with that too well.
I remember those big console TVs. The picture tube took up 99% of the cabinet, and once you got down to the chassis, there wasn't nothing there to speak of. But that big old picture tube, it was huge, and you didn't want to take the plug off of it without discharging it, though, because if you didn't, it'd knock you across the room. Yeah, all that static voltage built up on the inside. But things have progressed to the point now. The TV that I bought to replace this one that I repaired weighs less than half of what the old one weighs. They're making it lighter and all kinds of stuff now. I don't know what they're doing on the inside. Maybe they changed the chassis or something. I don't know. But anyway, that's been my day. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Don't know if you got anybody else waiting in the wings, but there may be somebody else out there wanting to talk to you. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Look forward to talking to you real soon. Y'all take care. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you later. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
We appreciate you dropping by and checking in with us. Always a pleasure to rag to you with you. And please tell Miss Joy that we said hello. And I'll go ahead and move on down the log. Okay, any more stations? Alpha through Zulu for close down the net. Any stations? Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
Speak. Hope you and Miss Anna are doing well tonight. Running late as usual. Day late and a dollar short seems to be my motto these days. Anyway, sir, if you check me in and out, Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name's Mike and the location is Simpsonville. Again, no traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the
day. I recognize AK4HR. That's Mike and you said Simpsonville, right, Mike?
At home in Simpsonville tonight, sir.
Okay, well, don't forget to let the dogs out before you go to bed. They need to get rid of their zoomies. So, you have a good night and appreciate you checking in with us, sir. Any more check-ins, any more stations that wish to check in, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Anyone for comments or ragged you, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, KO4PXB. Very surprised that you got food poisoning. You should have went to your MRE Ranger box and pulled out the soda crackers and all the extra stuff that I know you probably still have in there. And it would have been definitely a preventative of getting food poisoning.
What happens when you, you know, when you have to fend for yourself? I mean, I thought I was doing all right. I'm not sure whether I got it at the local buffet or if it's one of the meals I fixed here at the house. Not exactly sure which one, but I'm just not too good at stuff like that, I guess. But boy, I'm telling you, the night before last was rough. I mean, it was rough. I probably should have dug through my box, tried to get something, get my stomach straightened out, but it was a tough night. I ain't gonna lie to you.
4 PXB. Yeah, those soda crackers in the MRE box always definitely did well in settling the stomach.
Well, I never was a fan of the bread or the soda crackers too much. I mean, I could eat them, but I just. It's tough. You got to be a special person to like them things.
Always broke them up and always broke up the crackers into the fruit mix where, you know, it made like the peaches and cream and put the soda crackers in it, so it gave you a little bit of crunch and that made it good.
Deal with, I used to take the coffee, the little freeze-dried coffee packs they had. And a little old slim thing, you know, made for, you know, canteen cup. And couldn't get any hot water, so I just drizzle it a little bit of time on my tongue, you know, dry. I could do that, but the crackers, I'd have to be pretty hungry to eat them things. I mean pretty hungry, because I just can't do it. The beef stew. I could never tolerate the beef stew. But I had more fun with the MRE heaters than I did anything. I stayed in a lot of trouble over those things. You put them in a Gatorade bottle and put a little bit of water and shake it up, and boy, they make a really loud bang when that bottle pops off. But I stayed in trouble over that a lot. But the crackers, I just could never do.
Yeah, you were definitely not the only one that got in trouble with the MRE bombs, but definitely the worst one of all the MREs, that was the Chicken a la King. Man, that was definitely the worst.